now time for this afternoon's postgame coaches show brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, commands all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Head coach Bob McKillop joining us courtside. Coach, we want to start at that first half. A really solid start. Then some things happened toward the end of that first half. How much did that hurt heading into the locker room?
Well, clearly that was the biggest challenge that we continue to face is that we come out ready to play, and then we get knocked to the mat, and we just don't respond the way we need to respond. And part of it is the depth factor, the number of guys we have. Part of it is we're just not able to dig in and have five guys dig in at that point, get back in the center ring and slug. And we can't have guys catching the ball and getting their passes deflected because they're not tough with the ball. We had four turnovers because of that in the first half. We had two turnovers because we over-dribbled the basketball. Those six turnovers, eliminate them in the first half, and we are up. And then, the second half, they're very good. We can't take anything away from them. They shot prolifically. This kid Johnson came off the bench, the transfer from Rutgers. He came off the bench and, he made every shot. Hall, another terrific player, made his threes. Those two guys making the threes really hurt us. But each time it looked like we're ready to do something and we miss a foul shot. We miss a cover down on dribble penetration. We throw the ball and we don't catch it on the entry pass, so it breaks the entire timing of what we were running. It went on and on, in which there was one mistake by one guy that caused us to not capitalize on the opportunity that was presented to us. And I thought we made some great cuts. There were times where we really cut and we passed and we screened. We were really, really efficient. But we didn't have enough of them.
You put in perspective, Coach, we know Virginia, they're at the top of the country every year in defense. There was a stretch from about 12 minutes to 6 minutes in that second half where you guys didn't have a field goal. Can you just put in perspective how tough they are, how disciplined a result of that collective unit?
Well, there it goes back down to that mental tough-mindedness where when things are going right and the cheerleaders are cheering and the band is playing, it's easy to play with abandon. It's easy to play well. It's easy to help out. But when things go wrong, when there's a turnover, when there's a missed shot, when there's a score on us, when there's a bad call, all of a sudden we don't have that same resolve. And I think it's been an elusive thing for now almost 2 years with this group that we continue to work upon and continue to challenge them about. And that was my message to them in the locker room after the game, that with six seniors, we should be more able to handle getting knocked to the mat, and we didn't show that today.
Coach, what do you go back and work on before you head to Hawaii?
Rich, we worked on passing and catching and being ready to pass and being ready to catch. We worked on dribbling for the last 3 days. And you would think that that was not part of our practice plan at all, that we played soccer and didn't use our hands. It's something that it's very difficult for us to simulate what Virginia is going to do. We just don't have that capacity to do that. We just don't have a scout team that could come in there with high hands and length and quickness and disrupt the passes. We don't have a guy on a scout team that could put pressure on John at the point like he did right there and strip him. That's our challenge.
Yep.
So somehow we got to find a way to simulate that experience so we can fight through that experience.
Yep. Talk about the highlights today. One that sort of stood out was Oscar Mickelson.
Yeah, we have a kind of a pointed belief that at 17 minutes he's somewhat fatigued, and we sub for him. And, I look back on that and I said maybe we shouldn't have subbed at that point because they had no answer for him in those first 2.5, 3 minutes. And that's one thing I kick myself about, taking him out at that point.
Coach, when you look at the whole body of this game, for for the most part of it, I know I look back, you guys were shooting 50%, but you were down 13. Was the biggest difference the turnovers and their three-pointers?
Well, I look at the stats in the first half, and we're shooting 50% from the floor, 39 from three, and 100% from the foul line. You're going to win a lot of games doing that, and we're down. We're down by 7 points, 8 points, and there it is, the number of possessions, the number of turnovers that we had. They took 31 shots. We took 22, and it was those turnovers. And what happened was two of those turnovers were immediate scores. You know, they had just back-breaking scores. So eliminate those two that led to scores, and all of a sudden it's, you know, it's a four-point game. It's a 1-2-possession game at halftime. And we came out and we got the great dunk for Oscar to start the second half. So we started the right way. And then they made some back-breaking threes. They shot the ball very well. You know, I don't know that Hall has shot this well from three in his career, and I don't know that Nigel Johnson has either. Nigel Johnson's that the 50-year transfer out of Rutgers.
And finally, talk about responding when, you know, guys are knocked down. Is that a total mental buy-in, or how do you work on that?
You try to simulate situations in games that are going to occur in games in practice. And, you know, we break it down to 4-minute periods, and we talk a lot about that, and we have objectives and goals for a 4-minute stretch. We have substitution patterns where we realize at the 3-minute mark of a 4-minute period that the fatigue factor sets in, so we have certain calls that we make. So we've been doing so many different things to try to handle that challenge, but obviously we haven't found the right formula yet.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time and for you stopping by, and we'll see you next week in Hawaii.
Okay. Thank you.